Nevertheless, when Bedelia was 18 years old, something happened which made the king change his mind. A dragon moved into the neighbourhood. He settled in a dark cave on top of a mountain, and the first thing he did was to send a message to the king.
"I must have a princess to devour," the message read, "or I shall breathe out my fiery breath and destroy the kingdom, Ra."
Sadly, King Ludwig called together his counsellors and read them the message.
"Perhaps," said the Prime Minister, "perhaps we'd better advertise for a knight to slay the dragon. That is what generally happens in these sorts of cases, isn't it?"
"I'm afraid we haven't time," said the king. "The dragon has only given us till tomorrow morning." "Oh, there's no help for it. We shall have to send him the princess." Princess Bedelia had come to the meeting because, as she said, she liked to mind her own business and, well, this was certainly her own business.
"Rubbish," she said. "Dragons can't tell the difference between princesses and anyone else. Use your common sense. He's just asking for me because he's a snob."
"That may be so," said her father. "But if we don't send you along, he'll destroy the kingdom."
"Right," said Bedelia. "I see I have to deal with this myself."
She left the council chamber. She got the largest and most beautiful of her state robes and stuffed it with straw and tied it together with string. Into the centre of the bundle, she packed about 100 pounds of gunpowder. She got two young men to carry it up the mountain with her and stood in front of the dragon's cave. She yelled, "Come out! Here's the princess!"